Daf is Gittin, Daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom. Just to mention quickly, again, the Beis Halevi that we did not get to mention yesterday, the Beis Halevi writes, in Drasha Yud Ches, a little bit in Drasha Yud Zayin also, relating to the Chazal, that the special treaty of HaKadosh Baruch, between HaKadosh Baruch and Am Yisrael, is based on the Torah Shebal Peh. Lokar as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael, Ela Bishol Darm Shebal Peh. Why is that? So he explains based on Midrashim. There's a Medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Luchos Shniyos, he wanted, his Kavana was to write down everything, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. And Hashem stopped him. No, you can't. The question is, what was this Havamina? What was the Havamina to write down the Torah Shebal Peh? And the answer, the Medrash a little bit explains, but the Beis Halevi explains upon, that by the original Luchos, by the Luchos Rishonos, everything was written down. Even Torah Shebal Peh, there wasn't a distinction. Because, based on the Gemara in Erevin, that if we wouldn't have sinned, and if we wouldn't have ever gone into Galus, then no nation would have been able to overcome us, and overtake us, and overpower us, and it wouldn't have been dangerous to have everything written down, because we wouldn't have been influenced anyway by the outside cultures, because we would have all been in Eretz Yisrael, and never gone into Galus. But, because things had to change, and we were going to go into Galus, and we were going to be involved in other cultures. So that's why Hashem had to create Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh being special for Am Yisrael, the private connection. But it continues, it says beautifully, and this is the Beis Halevi's own Hosafa, so what was the Torah Shebal Peh written down upon? So you might have said nothing. It was just passed down from student, from Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud. So the Beis Halevi says, no, there was a new cloth of Torah Shebal Peh, and that is us. We became the cloth of Torah Shebal Peh, Bnei Yisrael. He gave us Kedushas Haguf instead of Kedushas Damim, and that's why he would ever be able to get rid of us, because that's the halacha in Hilchos Me'ilah, that even if Kedushas Haguf is violated, it still stays Kadosh, and that was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, that we would never be able to separate from him. That was all the part of the Luchos Shniyos plan. Okay, but there's a lot more, but that's the crux of what the Beis Halevi says there in one of his drushas. Okay, one other point to mention at the end of the daf, the poskim in Choshe Mishpat, in Kuf Lamed Tes, discussed the last line that we read yesterday. We mentioned that there was a machlokas when you have the water coming down from the river, and the question is who is going to be the one to be able to close up the water first, to water their cisterns first. So there was machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. One says the upper ones, one says the lower ones, related to the Tikkun HaOlam in the Mishnah. And the Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa ended off by saying, well, since the halacha is brought down like neither lo kemar v'lo kemar, kol da'alim gvar. Whoever is stronger wins. Whoever is stronger wins. That is the language of the Gemara. So the Svara, there's a Rush. The Rush is quoted in the Poskim on Shulchan Aruch, the Rush in Baal Basra, and Perek Gimel quotes. What's the Svara for Kol Da'alam Gvar? Is there a Svara? Is it just that, well, Beis Din doesn't know what to do. There's no Adifus one over the other. So Beis Din just says, you know what, fight it out. Fight it out so we're not getting involved. So that's what it sounds like. But the Rush in Bava Basra says, you know why Beis Din says that? Because we know deep down that the real owner is going to fight harder. If it's really his, he's going to want it harder. And he's going to be Moser Nefesh more. And that's why we say Kol Da'alim Gvar. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Kuf Lamed Tes in Choshe Mishpat, Shnayim Shechalukin Bedavar, Ve'ein Shum Echad Mehem Muchzak Bo. Kol Da'alim Gvar is never said when there's a Muchzak. Right, or even if they're both mochsak, right? Shnai mochsim batalis. First Mishnah, Bava Metzia. We don't say kol da'alam gvar there, right? We say yachloku, or we say yehe munach, in cases of chazaka. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if there are two are chalukim bedavar, and neither of them are mochsak, kahi arva, like the case of a boat. There was a machlokas about a boat. Avi mitzia le betray, v'kol chad amar didihu. They each said it's mine. Kol da'alam gvar. V'oso she tigvar yado tchila hu shalo achiyavi acheraya. Right, that's the halach of Kol Da'alam Gvar. And the Sma, and the Shach, all quote the Rush. The Rush is Svara, Ibba Metzia, and Ibba Basra. Why? Because Misha dinimo moser nafshu lahamidit shalo biyado yoser me'acher. The other Abba, ha'acher lo yimser nafshu kulehai, she yomer ma betza she emser nafshi, v'ayoma macher yavo al araya, v'yotzienu miyadi. That's the Rush's Svara. Says the Taz on Shulchan Aruch there, in the beginning of Kuf Lamed Tes, that Svara doesn't apply to our case. There is no true owner in our case. What's the case? It's the case of a river flowing downstream. The upper field owners want to get the water first, and the lower ones want to get the water first. Kol Dal and Var, the real one who has the emes with them, will fight harder. It's not shayach to talk about in our case. So the Taz says this is a not common, not normal usage of the principle. This isn't a normal case of kol dal umvar because you can't apply the Rush's principle in this case. V'sham lo shayach divrei harash ha'elu d'sham lo nifska halacha lo karav lo kishmuel v'lo shayach shevi rayash ishalo. So therefore, the Taz just points out this is not a normal usage. That also answers the question of Rishonim of why does the Gemara here say kol dal umvar? We have rules halacha kishmuel bedini. We should follow Shmuel b'dinei mamonis. The halacha is like Rav b'Isur, the halacha is like Shmuel b'dinei. So the answer is this is not a normal case of dinei mamonis, where there's a safek about whose it is. It's a safek at the dina. We don't know who the paskin like because we just don't know. There's not one that has more ownership than the other one. So that's why, just to keep in mind, this is an unusual usage of kol dal umvar. The normal sar of the Rosh of he'll be moser nefesh more does not apply in this case. Good. Weiter. Rav Simi Bar Ashi. Couple lines up, four lines up for the fourth and last skinny line. Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Asalakame Diabaya, Omerle, Los Finmara Idna. Can you sit down and learn with me today? He asks his Rabbi. Omerle Isli Idna Lididi. Says, you know, I need some time to myself. Right, I need some time to be able to learn privately. You know, I teach all day, Abaya says, and I need some time. Velosa Marbalel, yeah, okay, how about at night? Fine, during the day you're all busy. But how about at night? Amarle Isli Mayel Ashkuye, I have to water my fields at night. So I have to take care of my Parnasa. Interesting, usually it's daytime versus nighttime. Here's the opposite. He was learning during the day and watering his fields at night. Amarle Anamashkinilamar Maya Biamama. You know, how about I water your fields by day? So then you'll be able to sit and learn, and then at night you'll be able to learn with me. So listen, Marbalelia, and then you'll sit with me and learn by day. At night. Fine. If you take care of it, that's good. So what did he do? What did this student, Rav Simi Bar Ashi, do? He went to the upper, right? Abaya had a field next to the river, so he first went to the people who were in the upper grounds. Amalahu, Tatai Shasumai Beresha. He said, you know what, the lower ones go first. He goes to the bottom one and says the upper ones go first. Meanwhile, while each of them were like waiting their turn, he dammed up the water and got a bias field watered, right? While each of them were taking a back seat. He tricked them. When Abaya heard about it, you went for me like two opposite cheetahs. That wasn't right. Was it right what you did? V'lo taminu Abaya l'peiri dahushasa. Abaya didn't even eat the fruit that whole year of that of his field. Why? Tosfa says lo taimnu lo hodia shelo al piv asa. He wanted to make sure that the people knew that he wasn't involved in this. He went out of his way to make sure that people knew he wasn't involved. V'sheva machra. Maybe he sold the fruit. Doesn't say that he had let it rot. Maybe he sold the fruit. Dein kan gezel el bebe darke shalom ba'alma. He didn't really steal. It's not called stealing, that it would be, he'd have to give it back. It was just inappropriate behavior by his shliach. But he went above and beyond. He didn't eat it, and maybe he sold it, but either way, Tosa says he did this lahodia that people didn't know. And we find this already. I saw some of the farshim point out, maybe it's like David HaMelech, by some of the assassinations that Yoav, perpetrated, David HaMelech went out of his way afterwards to show the people that he was not involved in these assassinations. He followed the mita, right? He followed the coffin, which is unusual for a king. The Navi describes, because he wanted to make sure people didn't think that he was involved. So here too, that's exactly what Abaya did in this case. If you look at the Ran's lashon is just midas chasidus. Not that it was lahodia that he wasn't involved. He just quotes midas chasidus. What's the nafka mina? The chashuki chebet has a case here. We're going to have two chashuki chebets today. The second one is going to be one that we're going to remember. But the first one here is Sheila. Ruvain was a Bala Sadeh. Nodalo, he finds out that his worker stole water in order to water the field. And Ruvain went and paid the owner. He went out of his way to make sure that the owner knew that he didn't have anything to do with it. He paid the owner. Is there a Midas Chasidus not to eat from the fruit that grew through the water? So he says, nafkamina between Tosfos and the Ran. If the issue is to show that everybody that I didn't take part in it, so then here he paid him. So if he paid him for the water, that shows that I didn't take part in it. Right? You don't like to pay in the case of Abaya. You just went first. But if you say the reason is like the Ran, so then maybe there's a Midas Chasidus. Maybe there's a Midas Chasidus even, if one would pay in order not to partake of what an Aveira was done. And therefore, he doesn't want to partake of it. Okay. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, the next story. Hanu, four lines to the bottom. Hanu b'nei bei charmach. Da'azu karu b'resha d'shinvasa. What did they do? There was a river going downstream. There was people that lived on the side of the river. And they made the river go towards their fields, right? Some type of demarcation they put in the water, so the water flows into their fields. And then after water their fields, on the bottom of their field, they made the water go back into the river. Well, they won't go back to the river. So it obviously flowed slower for the people downstream. And even for the people upstream, it got like clogged up a little bit. And it was damaging, as we'll see, the fields upstream, because it wasn't flowing freely. So these B'nai Bechabach, they dug on the top of the Shidvasa River, the Ahadrua, Vishadua, Bishilinara, and then they put it back down into the river, lower down, more downstream. Also, Eloi, Lekabe da Abaya. So they came in front of Abaya. Again, same Abaya as the previous story. Amrule, they said to him, Kamiska Lenarin. Right? These owners who were up top, above these people who diverted the water, they said, you know, the water's damaging us. Amrulu, Abaya says, Kuru Bahadayut Feperta. Why don't you dig where the river goes into your fields, dig a little deeper, so the little backup that's there will go into these ditches first. Before it floods your field, then there won't be a problem. Then you'll be protected, and it'll be fine. So they said that's not going to work. Amrule, kayab shiperin. What's going to happen then when the river's not flowing so strong, and the water, we're going to have these big ditches, the water's going to go into the ditches, but then it's not going to be able to go into our fields. Because the water's going to be stuck there, it's not going to be such a high level of water, and then our fields are going to dry up. Amrlu, Abaya says, okay, I see then that it's damaging. Zilu sliku nafshaychu mehasam. Go remove yourself from there. What does that mean? Machlokas, who is Abaya talking to here? Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says, he's telling to the people, the Bnei Charmach, the people who did this and said, okay, you can't do this anymore. You can't do this because it's damaging. It's damaging the people involved in the upper fields. It's backing up into their field, and therefore you have to stop doing it. It's your issue to be so tame. The last line in Rashi, Sitmu es misibaschem. You have to close up where you diverted the water. It's your fault. It's like a mazik type of case, and therefore Abaya says, it's your fault. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, sorry, nothing to do here. There's nothing I can do. It's a case of Kol Dalam Gvar type of case. And therefore, he was talking to the B'nai Aliyah, saying that there's nothing I can do about it. Bishop the Kol Dalam Gvar. But Tosva says, I like Rashi's Pshat. Mikamakam Nira Kabir Shakuntras. Right? Machlokas, what the Maskana was in that case. Period. Okay, now we're up to the next statement of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, again, the next tikkun olam line, the Mishnah had said, on daf nun tes on the base on top, that if somebody puts out a trap, mitsudos chayav ofos v'dagim, I'm not allowed to take animals that were caught in that trap because of Darkei Shalom. And Rabbi Yossi says that's Gezel Gomor, as Rabbi Yossi says in all of the cases at the end of the Mishnah. So what's the case here? What kind of traps are we talking about? Says the Gemara, by Ozle and Ohare, what does that mean? Types of nets, Rashi says, sheyesh lahem toch. If you have a net which has an inside and the animals are trapped on the inside, so then, kuliyam alopliki, then there's no machlokas in the Mishnah. Everybody agrees that's real gezel. That's real gezel. Because it's in my kli, and it's niknem ishum kinyan chatzer. It's in my kli, and therefore, of course it's gezel. Ki pligi balachi vakokri. Right? The machlokas is where there's like a type of hook or a type of rope that catches the animal. It's not in a way that there is a type of chatzer, and therefore that is why the discussion is that really mine, and it would be gezel d'rabbanan, as Rabbi Yossi says, or not. That's the machlokas. 2 points. The Machon Ephraim discusses that it's not 100% that you have to say that there is a toch in order for there to be a kinyan chatzer. We do find, even though this Gemara sounds that way, in Hilchos Kinyan Chatzer, Simen Yud Aleph, He says there are cases even without a toch. Let's say you have a rug, you have a mat, that something goes on a mat, and it's my mat. So then also you would say it is it's enough to be a kinyan chatzer. He says here maybe the reason that you require a toch is because we're talking about animals. And by animals, it's a little harder. They're moving around. It's harder to be coded them. So to get over the animal issue, to make sure it's in your rishus, that's why you need a toch for this kinyan chatzer. But per se, the Machaneh Ephraim says you don't really need a kinyan. You don't really need a kinyan chatzer. He says ahidan izak and shiny mishum dahavi kedei liknos ben balechayim. That's why it's different. But really, fundamentally, you don't need a toch. Number one. Number two. Just to mention, when we're talking about these different types of traps. Right, and the Gemara says maybe different types of hooks. There is a beautiful gra, if you've never heard it before, it's unbelievable. The gra in Parshas Balak, where the gra quotes a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash Pliya says on the pasuk that Hashem puts the words into Bilam's mouth. This is in the Kol Eliyahu. Vayasam Hashem dvar bifi Bilam. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, in the Medrash. What does it mean that Hashem put words into Bilam's mouth? Chad amar chika. One says a chika, one type of way to that you trap fish. Hado dechziv ma ekov lo kabokel. V'chadam a resen, a type of muzzle. Hado dechziv ma ezom lo zom Hashem. What's the Medrash talking about? What's the machlokas? Different types of traps of a fish, and that's exactly what Hashem did to Bilam. So explains the gra. Yevuar hine achilik bein resen lechika. The difference between a resen and a chika is a needle that's put into the mouth of the dog, and the needle prevents the tongue of the dog from going out. Shelo yuchal lehotziyo lachutz. The resen, he explains, is the opposite. It puts pressure on the mouth so that the tongue sticks out. Two different ways of maybe holding on to the mouth of the fish. So it says the gra. Both of these opinions are, as the gra likes to say, lo pligi. Ma'amar chada. They're both saying MS. Why? Sometimes Hashem forced Bilam to say something, and sometimes Hashem prevented Bilam from saying something. What do I mean? We know, explains the Gra, that there are two names, different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of them are Midas Hadin, some of them are Midas Harachamim. If we have Yud Kei Vav Kei, we have, and we have Elohim. We have Kel is Midas Harachamim, Elohim is Midas Hadin. And the opposite, when we have Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Kei is Midas Hadin, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midas Harachamim. So, explains the Gra, Bilam wanted to use Midas Hadin. That's what he was trying to do. So, when he wanted to say Elohim, Hashem put the muzzle in his mouth and made him not. He started saying it. He said Kel, and he didn't get out Elohim. Hashem put the trap, the whatever, the hook in his mouth that he couldn't be able to finish. He didn't let him say something. And by the other way, Yudke Vavke, he started to say Yudke, he wanted to stop there, but Hashem forced him to say more. That's why that other mashal is used. And if you look at the psukim that are quoted, it's exactly what the psukim are quoted. Right? When it says, one is the chika, that's the chika is the one that forces the tongue inside, that's mo ekov lo kabo kel. Kel, because he wanted to say Elohim, but he forced his mouth inside. That's why it's only kel. And then mo ezom lo zom yud ke vav ke, that's where he forced it out also. And that's what he also says, explains the pasuk when Bilam says, what can I do? Lo ucha lavar es pi Hashem Elokai lasos ktana ogdola. I can't violate to say anything small or big. So the question is, if you can't say anything small, of course you can't say anything big. No, it's meduyak. La'avar es pi Hashem, yudke vavke, elokai, la'asos katana ogdola. I can't make it smaller like I want to, or bigger like I want to. I can't say elokim, I can't say kev, because Hashem is forcing me in both ways. That's the unbelievable grok, putting all of that together, regarding the different types of hooks that are put into the mouth of a fish to trap. That's exactly what the Gemara here is talking about. The lechi and the kukri, the different types of hooks that are used, that's where there's a machlokas in the Mishnah about whether it's gezel derabanan or joas mibnei darkei shalom, because there is no kinyan chatzer in that case. Okay. Mitzias cheresh shote v'chulu. So the next case of the Mishnah was, if a cheresh shote v'katan, if somebody who's a lav bardas finds something, so then one is allowed to take it for the bnei darkei shalom. Ikra din, they don't own it, but it's not appropriate to take from it. It's societal norms not to take from it. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, he thinks it's Gezel Gomer Midrabanan. They have a status Midrabanan of having it. Keep in mind, Tosis we had earlier in the Masechta, but the Shem will have later in the Masechta, that is only applying to a Mitzia, something that was found. If something was given to a Katan by a Kinyan or a Matana, so that's there's Daraisa, according to Bali Atosus. That's Dasa Cheres Makre. A different person is putting it into their Rishus, and therefore that would be theirs on a Daraisa level. Right? But here it's a Mitzia, right? It's not Dasa Cheres Makre, and therefore it would not be a problem on a Daraisa level. Amar Rav Chisda, Gezel Gomer Midivrayim. Points out, even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says Gezel Gomer, it's only Midrabanan. L'may Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina? Daraisa Drabanan, Lahotzio Bidayanim. So what's the Nafkamina between the Shitas by calling it Gezel Gomer Midrabanan or just Arke Shalom? To be Motzi it from Dayanim, meaning if the person took it, would the Dayanim go and take it from the guy and give it back to the child? Rabbi Yossi would say yes. Yossi would say yes, he would give it back to the child because it's Gezel Midrabanan. The Rabbanan would say no. Rashi does note here on the second skinny line, Mila Rabbi Yossi Gezel Ma'alya Lohave Lipasel Le'edus Vila Avara Lov Bilav. It's not an Isser Daraisa of Losigzel. You're not going to be Pasel Le'edus because of it, but it is still more serious in Rabbi Yossi's eyes. If you look in the Rishash says, it means you're not Pasel Midaraisa Misha Me'edus. But there are certain contexts where even a pasul derabanan misham edus is a problem, and you would be pasul edus midrabanan according to Rabbi Yossi. Good. Ani hamanakev barosh hazayis mashetachto v'chulu. The ani, a poor person, is knocking on the top of the olive tree, knocking down olives, and whatever falls, the Mishnah says is his, even though he didn't touch it. Even though it's not fully his yet, but that's enough to be his. Tana. If he gathered them and had them in his hand, so then that's for sure Gezel Gomer. If he just put them down on the ground, because then he had it in his hand once, and therefore it is actual Gezel. What's the chiddush of that line? That's obvious. If I pick something up and it's mine and then I put it down, of course it's mine. Right, what's the chiddush to say that's Gezel Gomer? Tosa says on top, near the itzrich lashmeinon, bitolshan biyado umapilon. What if it's only in your hand in order to put it down? You didn't have kavana liknos when you picked it up. When I'm picking up the olives from the tree, so even if I don't have kavana liknos, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. They were in my hand, but I had in my hand just to bang them onto the floor. And then after they're all on the floor, I'm going to pick them up. Tosfos says that's the chiddush. Meaning, what does it sound like from Tosfos? Even if something's in your hand, if you don't have kavana liknos, the kinyan on a daraisa is not yours yet, and that's why Chazal had to enact that it's only yours, mishum darkei shalom. If you look in the Gilyan Hashas here, he says, look in Tosfos in Baba Basra. Tosfos in Baba Basra also discusses this case, and Tosfos says, do you need kavana liknos when it is in your hand? Tosfos says, la'olam lokani, ela im kein miskavi liknos, kidam rina la'el, right, lokana kivish alonis kavim liknos, and he quotes our Gemara, right? like Tosfos says. But it's not 100% clear. Some other Rishonim say that maybe there's a little different shot than what we think, because if it's in your hand, it's in your hand, even if you don't have kavana liknos. Not all Gemaras point in that direction. So there is another way of reading the Gemara. The Mishnah Lamelach here discusses this. He says, look at Tosfos in Cheskas Habatim, where Tosfos there says, also that same Tosfos that the Gilyan Hashas here quotes, he says, Dein yado konos lo shlomi daito, to ha chatzer konos lo shlomi daito. Hainu, sheni yodea, mu bachatzer, avam yodea, veinu miskavin liknos lo kani. He discusses what about chatzer is konos shlomi daito, but then he quotes, he says, you don't have to say this, even in our Tosfos. Yeshli Yashev, the Kavanasam here. What is the case here? Vim Kane Lokana, you might have thought. Tosfos, the Itzrich Lashminin here in Tosfos is not that. You might have said, the Chiddush is that he didn't have Kavana Liknos. No. The Chiddush is that you might have thought that he didn't have Kavana Liknos when he just banged them onto the floor. Kamash Malan, he did have Kavana Liknos. That's the Chiddush, that's how the Mishnah Melech reads our Tosfos. Akvu biyado lo kivin lizakos elalahapilam v'yim kein lo kana Kamash Malan de Ein Zu Umdana Shalom Kivin Lazakos Ella Amrina de Af Shalonis Akvu Biyado Kivin Lazakos Bahem Ukeshe Yarad Meha Ilan Yitlaim. So the Mishnah Bach said there are different ways of reading our Tosfos. Is it saying that he didn't have Kavanah Likos and that's why it's only a lower level, or he had Kavanah Likos, he just didn't hold it, and it's really more his than not, and therefore there's more of a serious issue. Okay, either way.
Two questions on Darkei Shalom.
So it might be even more serious, or a serious Darkei Shalom in terms of its being his. Good. Rav Kahana havi ka'azol lehutza. One time Rav Kahana was walking to Hutzal, chazi elohu gavra, to havi shadi ufye. He saw somebody throwing sticks up to the tree, v'karnashu tamri, and knocking down the dates. Azol kaminka v'yachal. Rav Kahana came along and started eating some of the dates that fell down. Amralei, chazi mar, to be daisha the dinu. What are you doing? Don't you see that I'm knocking these down with my hand? Amarlei, oh, may ask you, Rabbi Yoshi Ata. You're a Talmud Chacham. You must be from Rabbi Yoshi Yeshul. Right? He must have given good shiur, and now you know that halacha. Kari alei, vitzadik yisod olam. See, it was kari on him, tzadik yisod olam. Right, the big shaila is, what was Rav Kahana doing? What was he? He was walking by. He wasn't a tzadik yisod olam. Right? He was busy taking. So Tosfos gives a different shot in the Gemara. Maybe it doesn't mean that he was throwing up sticks not to knock down the fruit. Tosfos says he was just trying to knock down some of the wood. And it happened to be that some of the dates got knocked down along with the wood. So we've kind of thought that maybe he doesn't have kavanah for the dates. He just kind of had kavanah for the other parts of the tree, the charios, right? But not the fruits. That's why he was taking them. The Meiri says maybe if somebody was holchei drachim has a different halacha, there's darkei shalom. But if somebody is holich derech and he doesn't have what to eat, maybe the holich derech, the darkei shalom halacha doesn't apply in that case. And that's why he was able to take it. But either way, a different shot than why Rav Kahana did what he did. Good. Ein mamachid biyad aniyei nachrim beleke b'shichu v'peya b'bnei darkei shalom. As the Mishnah said, if there are aniyei nachrim that are involved in taking the leke shichu and peya, so you don't make a fuss. You allow them to also partake b'bnei darkei shalom. What about lo sechanim? Right, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Davchaf. Lo titein lahem, there are 3 days. What exactly is lo sechanim? One of them is giving a matnas chinam to an ovei kochavim, right? So as Tos was there, right? The 3 days of what lo sechanim is. But Tos was there asks, v'im tomer l'man da'asar, v'chi les le'ahu de'mefarnesin aniyei ovei kochavim imaniyei Yisrael, b'bnei darkei shalom, right? So it says, answers Tosfos, well, darkei shalom isn't a matnas chinam. That's the point. The whole point is when there's no purpose to give the gift except to create, you know, good, to make him like me. But if there's a reason to keep the peace amongst the nations, so then that's not called osachanim. That's not an isser, right? By each of the halachos of lo sechanim learned out from that pasuk, right? There's different drushes given. There are limitations. Like the other one also, lo titeinam chanoya bakarka, not to sell them portions of Eretz Yisrael. But also already earlier in the Masechta we say, but if there is a tzarech gadol, if there's a reason, right? Part of the hetam mechira issues of if the purpose of the lo sechanim applies in the opposite way, if you would sell it, that allows the Jews to keep an achiz on Eretz Yisrael, so then maybe you would say it is not included in that, in the Isser. So, besides the limitation of Tosfos there in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, that maybe it only applies to the Shiva Umos, right, that were in Eretz Yisrael and not the other nations, which also is a Deya in the Rishonim. So the Gemara says, Tadar Rabbanan, Mefarnesim Aniyei Nachrim Im Aniyei Yisrael, right, Staka. Or right, you give pardas and help them survive. Umavakrin choli nachrim choli Yisrael. Umakovrin meisei nachrim meisei Yisrael. Bnei darkei shalom. Right, there's a difference. But lemaisa we do biker cholim, we do kfuras meisim, we do all of them bnei darkei shalom. Rav Soloveitchik noted about the mitzvah of kfura, and Rav Shachter talks about this in Eretz Hatzvi. So fundamentally, why is there a difference in kfura? They're both Jew and non-Jew have Selam Elokim. They both are created in the image of God. Adam Arishon is the source of all mankind. So why would there be a difference in the mitzvah of Kfura? So he explains, maybe based on the root difference, totally from a different context, but he relates it. The Brisa in Megillah Daf Chavav, the difference between Tashmishe Kedusha and Tashmishe Mitzvah. We know there are different types of objects of mitzvahs in Halacha, ones that are used for a mitzvah, a shofar, a talis, a sukkah, all of those types of items, and items that are inherently what Coral Tashmishi Kedusha. Torah, mezuzah, tefillin, and anything related to those items. Anything related to the ksav of Torah is called Tashmishi Kedusha. It has inherent Kedusha and must be buried. Nignaz. By Tashmishi Mitzvah, after it's used, it has Kedusha at the time of the Mitzvah, but afterwards, it does not. Right? Nisraf, it could be Nizrakin, and that's why we take the Lulav and we burn it with the Chametz. Right? We don't have to bury the Lulav. That's the difference between Tashmishi Kedusha and Tashmishi Mitzvah. Explains Rav Shachter at Eretz HaTzvi and Sivan Yud Beis, maybe Aru, that's the difference between the Mitzvah of Kfuras Yisrael and the Mitzvah of Kfuras Akum. Kfuras Yisrael, every Jew is connected to the Ksav of Torah. The Ksav of Torah, the Torah makes a Jew Tashmishi Kedusha, and therefore there's a mitzvah of Kvura. And even if a Jew never learned a word in his life, right, that's the Gemara Nida about learning all of Torah in utero, right, that's the, creates the eternal connection. Davkov Guf Yisro, Bebnei Shalom HaTorah, Avgov Nachri, Afsha Asak Bakiyim Zayin Mitzvos, Bikamacham Lo Asak BaTorah, Ve'ein Lo Ela Chaloshim Shal Tashmishi Mitzvah, Ve'afilu B'Yisrael Shu Ama Aretz, Ve'lo Asak BaTorah Klal Kal Yamav, Bikamacham Kaimalon, Menacha Avlad B'Mei Imo, Melam Dinoso Kal HaTorah Kula, to create, to make the Jew into Tashmishi Kedusha. That's the beautiful thought in Eretz HaTzvi that creates. May also libidu shenotzar v'nishave v'nafsho shokaladam Yisrael ha'ava hativis ha'mesuteres l'Hashem Yisbarach. Right, the hidden, the pintel of yid connected to Torah, and that's why the Gemara here says it's darkei shalom for Meisi Nachrim, unlike a Jew, which is a more fundamental type of obligation. Okay, next Mishnah. Next issue of Darkei Shalom. Mash'eles Ishala Chaverta. This is, by the way, the last Mishnah. Last Mishnah here in this parak, let's talk about tomorrow's daf, middle of tomorrow's daf, we get back to Maseches Gittin. Beginning of the sixth parak, after these two prakim, where we went into other totally different ideas. So says the Mishnah, Mash'eles Ishala Chaverta HaChashuda Alashviyas. A woman can lend her friend, who is Chashuda, who is suspect in keeping laws of Shvius, Nafa, Vikvara, Verechayim, Vitaner. He lend her preparing food, utensils, right, an oven, a sifter, a sieve. Why is this allowed? Shvius, what does this mean? Rashi explains that she is Chashuda to keep Peir Shvius after the time of Biur. Biur, we know, is a mitzvah, part of the laws of Shvius. What exactly is Biur? That is a machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam seems to say Biur means you have to destroy it, like Biur Chametz. Biur Peir Shvius. That's not what we hold. We hold like the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Bahar discusses Biur means to be mafkirit. To be mafkirit, and meaning I destroy it from my house. And it could be after I'm mafkirit, I could go and reclaim it. That's the Ramban. In Parshas Bahar, v'inyano sheyichaleh haperos achar zman mibeiso lahafkiran v'hu biur shvius sheyiskiru chachamim b'chol makom v'ein ha'inyan sheyu haperos achar zman habiur asurin b'hano b'achila v'yimuchuyev la'abdam. No, says the Ravan, it's not that you have to destroy it like the Rambam says. What, there's a mitzvah to eat it, then all of a sudden you have to destroy it? V'lo manu chachamim b'mishnah peirah shvius lo min hanisrafim v'lo min hanikbarim. And if you look at the Mishnah at the end of Tumura, Daf Lamed Gimel, it doesn't have peirah shvius as any of the items they have to get rid of. Nisrafin or nikbarin. V'eino ela shehut sarech leva'aram me'rishuso u'lahafkiram la'aniyim. And that's why on all the biur this year, all the beer charts that are going to be around, you have to put it outside, be mafkarin, and then 10 minutes later, go back and reacquire it. That is fine. That is beer. So the Mishnah here says, if somebody is chashud, she is chashuda in keeping the halacha, still, you can lend her an item. Why? Fundamentally, you might say, no, you don't want to lend her an item because, you know, she's going to be involved in Averus. But, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, we allow you to lend. Right? After all, you're not being involved in the Avera, you're just giving her the Kli. Tosfos also says here, it must be a case where we assume this woman doesn't have a lot of other products. If the woman has a huge amount of produce, some are after the beer, but a lot are not, then for sure it's mutter. What are you talking about? Right, of course there's no, because she's probably might use this a good chance for the other items. But the chiddush is that, Rabbi Tam says in Tosfos Mash'eles, that it must be, this is a case where she basically only has Shemitah produce after the Zman of Biur, and still you're allowed to do it, because of Darkei Shalom. So that's the first line. Aval, but the Mishnah says, lo tavur velo titchonima. You're not allowed to grind or sort with her, because that's called misayei al advar avera. That's involved in the avera together with her at the time of the avera, and that's the problem. Similarly, Eishes Chaver, Mash'eles La'eishes Am Ha'aretz, Nafa V'kfara, U'boreres V'tochenes U'rakedesima. Here, it's one step even more allowed. An Eishes Chaver could lend to the Eishes Am Ha'aretz, but even do work with the Eishes Am Ha'aretz. We'll have to see exactly why in the Gemara. You're allowed to even do the work with her. That's not called Avera. Aval, Mishetate L'samayim, but once he added the water to the dough, so then, and now the chiv of chala kicks in, lo tiga ima, then you can't touch it with her, lafishe machziki today over avera. Because that would be involved in the avera, and therefore, you are not allowed to be involved in that. Vekula lo amr, and all of these are allowed, ela b'nei darkei shalom. Right, maker adin, you shouldn't be involved at all, but b'nei darkei shalom, we say, you can be involved as long as you're not directly involved at the moment. What about lifnei iver? What about lifnei iver? Right, isn't that, even though misayel aver that's involved, what about lifnei iver? So lifnei iver also might be limited to cases where the aver is going to be done right now. Right after I do this, the aver is going to be done. There are some sources that point in the direction that it's only bishas aver. Look at Rashi. Lo tamar lo titzcho nima l'saya, mipnei sha'asr l'sayeya b'yadayim ide over avera, bishas avera. So there he says misayeya is only bishas avera. If you look at the Rambam, it's an important Rambam, in the Pirshei Mishnayos in Shrumos, the Rambam says, Haklal etzleinu, ein shliach l'dvar avera. And we know, you can't do it, make a shliach. V'yaoses avera ba'atzmo hu shamar ichino so bezin. Only if you do the avera yourself. U'mat'ehu, u'mevio so l'dei mechshol, if you cause somebody to do an avera, o'shetzivo al avera, or your misayeya, nenash midei shamayim, kefi erech masha asa bisayo, o bahokisho es chavero. There's an onesh midei shamayim for lifnei iver, says the Rambam. Right, based on how much you were involved. Ve'eno mischayev shum onesh mikol oshem amurim batorah. There's no onesh midaraisa, right, from the Torah, but there is an onesh bidei shamayim, says the Rambam, for any lifnei iver. He doesn't talk about it there, but if you look in the Nitziv has a tshuva in Meshiv Davar, in Simon Lamed Beis, Beis Lamed Beis, where he discusses, is a rabbi allowed to be mesader kedushin for a couple who he thinks will probably not keep the laws of Taras HaMishpacha. Right, it happens, especially in this country. An Orthodox rabbi. If you don't have an Orthodox rabbi, he doesn't really care about the halacha. But if you have a rabbi who cares about the halacha, and he knows, what if he tries, maybe he taught them, is he allowed to marry them? So you might say, well, they're going to live together anyway, so you might as well maybe at least once get her to go to the mikvah. Right? That's better than nothing. That's true. But then it's says, maybe you shouldn't be involved at all. Right, Sheilai Mutul Zaveg Isha Lish. Asher you do him hemal over Avera, Viavru Alister Nida. Afilu Ain Zekitre every Dinara, the Ishmishabajalfeiver, he discusses. So he says Adas no sain, Shalo Olam Asr Lasaye the Ovri Avera. Afila Khaivla Hafish is Khavero, Shlo Yase, Bechulu, he continues, but then he says, Lakhora here, at least according to some Rishonim, I think it might be Mutter because it's not Bashas Avera. Right now they're not doing any Avera. Masha'ekin shalom b'shas avera, ela sha'achar ka'choshud she'ya'ase avera, b'zeh einu asr ela b'trei v'dinara, v'zeh achilok emesu barlo das tosas arach. So he quotes a machlokas rishonim, and he quotes Darkei Shalom here, but that is a serious shiri shiloh that comes up regarding lifnei iver. Continuing, last line of the Mishnah, u'machzikin yidei nachrim b'shvias, you're allowed to be mechazek yidei nachrim b'shvias, you're allowed to say, good job, but you're not allowed to be machazik de Yisrael because they're doing averus. You can't tell them shkoyach are doing a great job in that case. V'shoalin b'shloman mibnei darkei shalom. And you can be shoel in their shalom mibnei darkei shalom. What does that mean? Let's go through each of these lines. First line, right? You can be machazik yidei nachrim, but not yidei Yisrael. Not yidei Yisrael. So this is what I mentioned before. This is a chazuk echemet. Fascinating. Many times he asks riddles. He asks riddles. This is one of them. When is it that you ever see somebody eating not kosher and you're allowed to say v'tei avon? Right? When is that? Right? See, like here, the Mishnah says, you're being mechazik yidei over averi. You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say, you know, enjoy. So he says that he quotes a story from the Beis Halevi. That Shera Yehudi Porek Ol. There was a Jew that was sitting there in a restaurant eating treif. and Vinigashi Lav, the Beis Levi goes over to him and says, Mitagutin appetite, Viteyavon. Right, he quotes in Yiddish. He says, enjoy. And the Jew says, don't you see I'm eating treif? You know, the Gadol Hadar is coming over. And you're telling me Viteyavon, but Misadash Al Goyim? How can you tell me Viteyavon? Yeah, you know, what are you trying to do? Well, you want me to give staka to your yeshiva or something? Right, it says there. So the Beis Levi says, no. He said there are two types of mumars in halacha. There's mumar l'teyavon and mumar l'hachis. A mumar l'hachis is you're doing this l'shem, I hate a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and I'm undermining religion. L'teyavon means you have a taiva, you can't control yourself. A mumar l'hachis is a goy l'chol adeus, right? He's like a goy for many, many, many halachos. A mumar l'teyavon is not. Mumar l'teyavon is he can't control himself. So the Beis Levi says, I'm wishing you to be the lower level. L'teyavon. I hope you're doing this just to satisfy your taiva for food. But not to be lahachis. Ve'al yidei ze tinasa midina achamer shel gehenim. The Jew heard this. He was nisfal. He was maharer b'tshuva. He says that's the. I don't know what the end of the story is. It just says he was maharer b'tshuva. But that's an example where you are machasik yidei over avera, but not in the normal way. The next line, and again, the action here is really on Amud Aleph, a little bit on Amud Beis. The next line is also controversial. The last line is shoalin b'shloman. Mibnei Darkei Shalom. What does that mean? You're allowed to ask, you're allowed to be Shoa B'Shlomam, even of the guy. Rashi. What does Rashi say? Here, last Rashi on the Mishnah. V'Shoa B'Shlomam, Kol HaYamim. Whatever. You're allowed to always have to say Shoa B'Shlom Chaveiro. V'Af Alpi Shem Matil Al Hanachri Shem Shamayim. Shaha Shalom Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're even allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. Peace be upon you. Maybe you have to, you're allowed to apply the Shem Hashem onto the guy. Right, but from you learn about from Boaz, but you're about Kotzrim Hashem Imachem. Right, so that you're allowed to do. Okay, that is the Rashi. If you look in the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayos, look at the Rambam. Says the Argirsa that we have right here in the back. Kagon Sheyira Oso Oved Adamash Yacholo Marlo Yehei Elokim Baazrecha O Yatzliach Maasecha. So that Girsa isn't so controversial as we'll see in a second. Hashem should help you. Right? Yehei Elokim ba'azrecha. O yatzliach ma'asecha. Where does it get controversial? The Ramah. The Ramah in Yoredeya, Kuf Mem Zayin Hey. The Ramah says, in Kuf Mem Zayin, where this is quoted, Mutter, the context there is making fun of idols. Mutter lehislotzeitz be'elilim, but then the Ramah says, Mutter lomar la'oved kochavim, elokecha yieh ba'azrecha, o yatzliach ma'asecha. Your God should be your help. Elokecha, what did it say in parentheses? Ramba pirush ha'mishnayis sof perakanizakim. The Ramah had a different girsa in our Rambam, not elokim, but elokecha. Your God, and the Taz, and the Shach, and all the Mefarshim here, jump on the Ramah. What is he saying? Chas v'shalom, says the Taz. Agav shitfei lo dok bo razu, ki hi lamda mi devri arambam, so perakeda ani zakin. Ve'iyanti sham, shalom eskabi lezeh chas v'shalom lahatir ami razu. Elo hazam koi amachziki de obri avera, you're allowed to say, elo kim yeh bazrecha. Ve'koi al Hashem yisbarach, ach bitfusim yishonim al arambam kasuv elo kecha, ubeli safek hu taz sofer. It's for sure a mistake, says the Taz. Diem Kane ain't lo shaychus l'sham. D'lo ma'irim is that klap. That's not about machzikin. What is shalom b'shloman? That means shalom, Hashem, Hashem. So he said it's obviously a mistake. V'cheinu b'tfusim chadashim behedya. All new additions are, if you look in the kapach, it's all elokim. It doesn't say elokecha. And therefore he says, iser gamur lahachzik yidei ovdi alil to say this elokecha. So iser gamur, right, that's the Ramah. So, seems like that's it. The Ramah is based on something wrong. If you look in the Nitzotzei Or, Reuven Margolis has one sefer on Shas, so he points out this Ramah and the Rambam, and he says, well, I found a pasuk in Navi that might be help us out a little bit, and then we'll continue. The pasuk in Navi in Shoftim, Perek Yud Aleph says, Eis asher yorishcha kemosh elokecha oso tirosh. One of the Shoftim says, calls kemosh, which is one of the idols, elokecha. So he says he was saying it to make fun. This lotzeitz bavodezara vodeshari. So maybe if that's why you're saying it, the Ramah's quoting it to make fun. Yeah, you and your gods. You know, kind of like insulting. Excuse me, that would be okay. Either way, though, the general mafarshim, the gra also assumes on that Ramah that it's a mistake. It's a mistake, and it shouldn't be said. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Maishta Reisha, Maishta Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha, where you're only allowed to give the Kalim but not be involved, and in the Seifa by Ami Haaretz, you're allowed to. Amar Abaya, Rov Ami Haaretz Maaser Nein. Rov Ami Haaretz Maaser, so it's only a Miyot, so you don't have to worry about it. Rava Amar, Hacha Ba'ama Aretz Derebi Meir, V'tumah V'tara Derabana. No, here we're talking about people who are Muchzak La'aser. We're Muchzak La'aser. It's just that they don't eat their chulin V'tara. That's all. So that's a very high level. Titanya Ezeo Ama Aretz Kol She'enu Ochel Chula V'tara Derebi Meir. That's the type of Ama Aretz we're talking about. V'chacha V'morim Kol She'enu Ma'aser Peroso. So that type of Ama Aretz you're allowed to work with. Ay, V'hami Diktani Seifa. Misha Tatla Samayim Lotika Ima. From the fact that the next line of the Mishnah says, once the water is put on, you can't touch it because now it's an issue of Tumah V'Tahara. Mechada Reisha Laba Tumah V'Tahara Eskinan. Sounds like the first line was not an issue of Tumah V'Tahara. Right? And you're telling me now that the Reisha was talking about Rabbi Meir's issue of Tumah V'Tahara. So Gemara says, no, Reisha V'Seva B'Tumah V'Tahara, they're both about Tumah V'Tahara. They're both, in both cases, there was Hechsher L'Tumah. But for Reisha, betumas chulin, v'seifa, betumas chala. The Reisha is talking about chulin. So by chulin, you don't have to be so makpid about eating your chulin betara. But chala, that's where you have to take off chala. That's where you have to be more serious. And the chiyuv of chala kicks in when you add the water. Says the Gemara of Raminu, is that really true, what we've said? But 1 minute, tochaninu mafkidin eitzel ochle shvias. You're allowed to grind and give people who eat... Shvius, again, after Biur, you're allowed to give people who aren't trusted in that way to hold your grain, because you don't assume that they're going to switch your grain. Right? You're allowed to give it to people who eat Shvius, Ochle Shvius, and Ochle Peirosein Batuma, but not to people who eat their fruit. Right? Rashi says, Avalola Ochle Shvius, Tvua Shel Ovre Avera, A nostin osam lahem, shasal asayim baveirasam. Meaning, you're allowed to give yours to them, but you're not allowed to give, the tfua of ovri avera to them, because that's being misayeya them. So it's a kasha on earlier what we said before in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, where the Mishnah said it is, the Mishnah had said that an Ashes Chaver is allowed to work with them. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaya Hasam Bekawein Hachasher Leachol Truma Betumaskinan Davali Truma Daraisa." Over there, we're talking about a Daraisa problem. We said our mission is only a Drabanan problem, so that's why you're not allowed to work with them there. Ihachi Mafkidin. If it's a Daraisa problem, you're allowed to give them your stuff. V'raminu Mafkidin Truma Eitzel Yisrael Am Haaretz V'lo Eitzel Kohen Am Haaretz V'neishel Libo Gaspa. He's used to eating Truma, so if it's your items, that it'll be machlif, it'll switch, and how can you give it to him? Am Rabbi Lach, Am Ayaskina Bekli Cheres Amukav Samit Pasil. You're allowed to give it in a totally closed kli, where there's no issue of his making it tame. V'leicha Shabbatesi Tenu Ishto Nida, maybe his wife's going to move it, and in that way it'll become tame even if without touching it. It depends if the items, if the vu is hukshar l'kabel tumah, yeah, we know the Mishnah in Machshirin, it has to become tummy with one of the seven liquids, come wet with one of the seven liquids in order to be mukshar l'kabel tumah, yad shachadam, and that's the chilek in the cases. And we know that machlokas rishonim, that we have mentioned, what's the lumdis for hukshar l'kabel tumah? The Ramban writes, there are spiritual pores that have to be opened in order for the tumah to be able to affect the item. And the Rashi of the Sefer HaChinuch says, no, more lumdis. He said it doesn't have a shem ochel until it becomes wet, because normally you wash something off, you clean it. So the language of Rashi and the Chinuch is, in Mitzvah Kuf Samach, that it doesn't get a shame ochel until it becomes wet. Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, the lumdis about Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah. Okay, it says the Gemara B'Raminu. I'll ask you another question. The Mishnah says in Demai, Hamola Chitin L'Tochin Kusi L'Tochin Amaretz. If I bring wheat to a grinder, to a miller, Hare Elu B'Chez Kassan L'Maisur L'Shvias, I'm allowed to assume that they weren't switched. They weren't switched for other produce. If I gave it to them, that there was no chashash and meiser shvius, I can assume it's the same produce. Avolo l'tumah. But I have to be nervous about tumah. But what do you mean? I thought we said that you don't have to be worried about tumah. We're not worried about shemen naga. We said earlier, mafkidin etzlam. You're allowed to be mafkidin by them. So Mara says, hi, my rumya. Lavo kimna b'per shalo hukshiru. We said before But before, you're allowed to be mafkid it because it wasn't hooksha lekabel tuma yet. So Gemara says, "Utkariyala my kariyala." That's an obvious answer. Mishum tekabel. Boy, lemir machrisi yala. You're right. We didn't mean to ask that question. We meant to ask the following stira. Harelu because kasa lemaisu l'shvias uvelachlu velachlufe lo chayshinan. You're allowed to give it to them. You don't think that they switched. But v'raminu. But what about this mishnah in Zemai? Hanosin lachamoso. If you give produce to your mother-in-law. Ma'aser eshehu no sein la, ve'eshehu no tell me mena. You have to be nervous both directions. You're worried that she's going to eat it or give back to you something different. Because, mebnei shechashuda machlefes hameskalkel. If it gets ruined, she's going to switch it. So you are worried about people switching. And Rashi explains that this is a case of a Talmid Chacham who's married to a Bas Am Haaretz. So you see sometimes the families weren't exactly all Yashar in terms of halacha. So you are worried about switching. So Gemara says, no, Hasam because it's tardy time, but there's different. It's a mother-in-law. Rabbi Yehuda, Rotze hi betakadas bitu boshe mechasana. There she wants to remain on her son-in-law's good side. So everyone doesn't want her daughter to be in trouble. So therefore, there's a specific reason to switch. And similarly, ulam alochai shita, generally you're not worried vatnan. The Mishnah also says there, hanosein lupundakis, if you give produce, if you're staying at an inn, you're at a boy learning in yeshiva, you're staying at an inn, maaser shuno sein leveshuno talay men abeish machlefes. Again, you're worried about the switching. And again, the Gemara says that case is different. Hasa more va'amra bar beirav lechol chamima v'na echol karira. You know, I want him to eat the fresh. So if it's there for a few days, she's going to switch it for something fresher. But if there's no specific relationship, it's not someone taking care of the students, it's not a mother-in-law, so then we assume that is not a problem in this case, period. Okay, this is talking about also, what about taking chumas and maestras or challah off for someone else? We'll talk about that at the beginning of the next year, about the chumas hadeshen and the ksos, the chulah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow, Shiva Hashem will be put up from the last cycle. Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up then again on Daf Sama Gimel. But Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we get back into Gittin, into the sixth parak of Maseches Gittin.